All right, good Monday morning. Welcome to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And I'm your host this morning, Colin Worthington. Brought in at least one guest this morning. I guess we could possibly still get two guests. It's still
that's
a chance.
Yeah.
This morning we're going to be speaking with representatives of the Optimist Club. I don't know if it's Carroll County, Carrollton. It is. Optimist Club of Carrollton. They have a big fundraiser coming up this weekend. We want to talk about, get you to know the club a little bit, and we'll do so through this gentleman who's joined us this morning, Usama Ahmed. And before we let you talk here, I do want to point out that Usama ran for city council, I guess, last year. And I know I asked him this question. I ask it of everybody when they run for office. It's like, hey, you know, you're putting yourself out there right now to run for this. Are you going to stay involved with the community? And is this not the only thing you're doing? Because all too often you see people just drop off the map, and in your case, you have not. This is a good club to be part of, and glad to see that you're here to talk about it this morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, first of all. And yes, man, after I ran, I wanted to still be active in the community and joined a bunch of social clubs that we have around here. And my majority of my time goes to the Optimist Club. I am currently the vice president there, actually. And it's just... it's one civic club that just speaks to me. It's all about optimism. It's all about being your best and doing the best for other people and also serving the community in an honorable way. So it just kind of fits into what I wanted to do anyways. And it's just because of COVID, the membership and all that has been a little bit low in attendance. But in general, I believe it is one of the best clubs you can be part of if you want to serve in government.
And you're a University of West Georgia graduate?
Yes, I am a University of West Georgia graduate. Wow, it's been a while now. But yes, and love the university, still wearing university merchandise.
There you go.
So, basically, Carrollton's home.
Well, let's get people excited about this event, which is coming up on Saturday. But first, let's introduce, you did kind of allude to, you know, the positive nature of being an optimist is, being part of the Optimist Club. But what's the main goal of the Optimist
Club? So we promote a variety of things. The first one is good governance and civic engagement in the community. And then we serve, our most of our programs serve the kids around town. We do clothing for the growing, which is basically we buy clothing for the foster kids in the area. We have an oratorical contest we do for Carrollton schools where they participate in speech competitions. And once actually, like, they win a decent amount of money too, which comes out of our youth fund. And we also do essay contests as well. So we promote that. Our other value is respect for law as well. We used to do it in Mayfest. This year we couldn't because of restrictions and stuff, but we used to have a booth where we would have appreciation for the police officers as well. So it's basically trifold: service to the community, good governance, serving the youth of the area, encouraging them to develop more expertise in linguistics and speaking and writing, and then respect for law.
You'd mentioned the speech competition, and is it just for Carrollton City Schools, or is that Carrollton?
So it is an Optimist International overall competition, but it grows grassroots from the, so you basically, first it happens at the Carrollton City School level, and when we choose our winners here, they go on and compete on higher levels.
Imagine if it's Carrollton City Schools participate, and that's going to be a tough contest, because I think about their debate team winning every single year.
Well, it is tough, depending, like last year it was actually, we didn't get as much participants because of the COVID situation. Yes, but it can get pretty tough. Because, I mean, the money involved and the amount of money they win, for kids, that's a decent amount of money. So they actually do give it a good shot. So
Usama Ahmed, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, part of the Optimist Club of Carrollton. And we're going to talk to, going to tease you a little bit, talk about a big event they have coming up this Saturday. Is it too late to it's a Sling Optimism Disc Golf Tournament. Is it too late, first of all, to sign up for this?
No. We have been advertising it on Facebook, and there's a QR code that you can scan from your phone, and it will take you to a URL where you can sign up. For the business sponsorships, obviously, if you want to sponsor, still we'll take the money, but we don't have enough time to print the advertisement for it. But the overall response from the business community has been outstanding. A lot of local businesses have sponsored this, and over time, I don't know if you keep up with it, but the disc golf enthusiasm in Carrollton has been rising at a I wouldn't call it a meteoric level, but it's a linear rise, and it hasn't fallen off yet. So we normally used to do golf tournaments. This is our first try at disc golf for our, because we do one or two major events throughout the year to raise funding for our youth programs. That's how we get funding for the youth programs. So this one, the business community response has been good. We have good sponsorships going on. Now we're working towards getting more player enthusiasm up. And we're trying to find a balance where we encourage casual players, but also the people who play seriously and play league or close to it also show up so they can, you know, win a trophy. The winner gets a $100 prize, and then they get a trophy. They get gift cards from local Carrollton locations. Southern Home and Ranch, they sell all the disc golf stuff in Carrollton primarily. So yeah, we're trying to find a balance where we don't discourage the casual players, but we also get some players that are really serious about it too as well.
There's a good chance to see how good some of those guys are. I mean, there's
yeah, some of those guys take it really, really seriously. Like they have leagues here that they have players here that in Carrollton that they play league, and they have rankings, and they take it seriously. Like so never call it frisbee. Always call it disc. That's the first rule I've learned. Because I do play, but I'm not as serious as some of the other community here. So that's one thing, and they're serious about it. Like golf, they like nobody should be in the line of sight when you're trying to make your shot. Everybody should be quiet. They actually take it very, very seriously.
I lost a frisbee in the creek there. I believe it's it might be hole number 3. So I imagine how many frisbees are in that. Last time I was there, you know, it's sometime during the pandemic. I remember there's a big stick out there, or maybe it's a rake that people can actually, because it's apparently it's happened before. I wasn't the only one to lose it, and I've actually found a frisbee on that on that path, but I lost one, so I evened out.
Yeah. So the
I'm sorry, a disc.
Disc.
I
yes.
See the phone lines lighting up.
Yes. So the first thing I would say, yes, plenty of discs have been lost, especially in that creek where you have to throw over it.
Right.
And I actually lost one, not at that location. I lost one last weekend as well. It seems like it's a constant thing, but there's a drop box, if people don't know, for the discs. So if you find somebody's disc, and most players that take it seriously actually have their name and phone number on the
inside,
disc.
Yeah, sure.
And you can just drop it off or call them that, hey, I got your disc, and they drop it off. You can drop it off in the drop box, and they can just pick it up whenever they have to.
Mine was brand new. I didn't think I would lose it on the first day, so I didn't bother putting my name inside of it.
I'm sorry to hear that. Next time I'll recommend writing your name, and then, you know, the honor system in Carrollton, as you know, Carrollton has great folks. The honor system has worked pretty well. People return the disc they find. They don't keep it.
What's the weather look like for Saturday?
So it is supposed to be in the 70, 75 range. Very good weather. Sunny, no rain possibility at the moment.
It's hard to imagine that. We're looking at the next 3 days of just constant rain. So it's
yeah, hard. So I'm hoping it stays that way. And what will happen is that even if it does rain, the serious players will still play. They don't care.
Yeah.
But the amateurs will drop off. Because they can't. For them, the cost-benefit analysis is a little different because they're just doing it for fun. And with the people who are actually serious players, they don't mind the rain. I've seen them play in the rain, even in like the last collegiate tournament. UGA won it, and they were playing in the rain.
Usama Ahmed, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, talking about an event coming up for the Optimist Club of Carrollton. It's coming up this Saturday. If somebody wants to register or get more information online, what would they do to go about that?
So they can go to our Facebook page of Optimist Club of Carrollton, and they would have the sign-up information there as well. We did run an ad over the weekend, too, where it was constantly running for people to sign up. They can always call me, and I can send them a sign-up link. My number is on the flyer, and if they need it, it's 770-873-3878. And it's basically like a Google Doc sign-up sheet where they can sign up. Every participant gets a T-shirt. They get a disc golf rag, which is used to clean off disc golfs that they clip on. And we're trying to get some more stuff, too. So each participant will get a goodie bag as well. And the winners get more prizes.
What about ages? Is there an age range to play?
So the normal standard rule is if it's under 13, we're going to let them play separate. But if it's over 13, they're going to compete with the regular folks.
You're lumped in. All right, we're going to take our first break, and we're going to talk more about the Optimist Club itself. We'll do that after, again, our first break. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
And welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, also streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And I am Colin Worthington. My guest is Usama Ahmed, Vice President of the Optimist Club of Carrollton. And kind enough to talk about the club a lot this morning and a big event they have coming up on Saturday. And I'm sure we'll touch on that again during this program before we wrap it up. How about how much involvement do we have in the Optimist Club? We have, how many members?
So I wouldn't be able to give you a count because I don't keep up with that as much. But actually, Kevin Bush does because he's the one who charges the people. But
he likes numbers too.
He likes numbers. Yes, he seems like he was born to do that job, and he's very stringent about him too. Like very disciplined, very. Even if you're casually talking about it and you mention the numbers wrong, he still wants to correct them right there and then. And the participation used to be a lot better before COVID. It's still we have the members. The older members didn't show up even when we started having in-person meetings after COVID. Slowly and gradually, we're starting to see it pick back up, and. We also have a youth section, which is in the West Georgia side, and they have a club there too, which their fees are lower than ours because, you know, they're students. They can't afford the regular participation fees. But, yeah, the participation has been great. Optimist Club has been in Carrollton for more than 50 years, I believe. We actually have like a room in behind Bonner, the building that is the Stallings building. We have a designated room there as well. So, on the Optimist Park, I'm not sure if it was named after the club or not, but I like to believe it was. We've had a community presence for a long time and, would like to continue it and, help out the community. We meet every Thursday. So if anybody who is interested in the club, first of all, you'll meet great, optimistic, positive people who will cherish you being there. And your first time, just come visit. We'll just buy you food, and you don't have to, no commitment. So we meet at American Pie Pizzeria, and that is on Maple Street. So American Pie, Thursday at noon. So if anybody's interested, I would really encourage them to come and at least listen to us, what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. For somebody who would consider coming, what do you think their responsibilities are on maybe a weekly basis, monthly basis, or a year?
So for a member, the responsibilities are, if you can attend the meeting and contribute in that way, then you end up having like some committees. And if you want to be taking part in some of the events, for like we do the oratorical contest, the speech, or the Mayfest, or our the disc golf tournament now, if you want to partake and be volunteers in that, you end up doing that. But there's no pressure. It's all voluntary basis. The minimum we would like for you to do is attend the meetings. But we do have members that are permanent members but don't have enough time to come to the meeting too. So yeah, but yes, coming to the meeting would be the only not even a requirement, recommendation. Just be part of the club, and then after that it's all voluntary basis.
So this event that's coming up on Saturday, that was a, would that have been a golf tournament last year, or the planned for a golf tournament anyway?
Yes, yeah, the last year would have been a planned, the year before, mm-hmm. golf tournament. Yes. Mm-hmm. And this time we saw that the enthusiasm for disc golf has increased quite a bit. And also, we kind of wanted to highlight it as well, highlight the Hobbs Farm area, and you know, like, basically tell people that, you know, hey, we have this wonderful disc golf tournament, disc golf area at Hobbs Farm that is ranked from, I've heard from some people it's the number 6th, some people say it's number 13th ranking. And for,
well, that was a fancy guy that put it together though, right? Was pretty well,
yeah,
known. Can't remember his, but he was,
I don't want to
well
mess up his
as
name
far as far as developing the courses, right?
Yes and that person took it really seriously and did a really mm-hmm. good job. We wanted to highlight that too. And plus, after like having COVID for a year, you know, we wanted to like have an opportunity where we end up getting the community together outside where they can actually have fun and have in a safe manner. And disc golf seemed perfect, especially for the factor that it ends up highlighting our Hobbs Farm here in Carrollton, highlights the Parks and Rec Department. Also, the kids can get into it really easily as well. So we're just hoping that this year we have a decent participation rate, and we're going to try to build up from there next year.
Do you have enough volunteers for that event, the Optimist?
Yeah, the club members are basically the entirety of the that are volunteering. And Derek Newton, I think you're familiar with him. He is the co-chair for the event, and he's going to help out. And Dot Sayre and Gerald Johnson, and we're going to just do a combined effort. And we were able to find a good amount of business sponsors here in Carrollton, that local businesses that and since we're talking about disc golf, wanted to let everybody who's interested in disc golf know that Southern Home and Ranch, locally owned business here at Ace Hardware, they sell top quality disc golf stuff for serious players. Like, don't go to Walmart and buy a starter set. Go buy some actual A-grade equipment from them.
And you get yourself a little chick, too, at the Southern Ranch.
Yes.
Last time I was there, anyway, I just remember they had the 20. I keep seeing people post them on Facebook, too.
Yeah. So Southern Home and Ranch were actually, like, part of the sponsors, too. And they actually, whenever the disc golf thing happened, they actually have a board out there, and they contributed towards the development of the disc golf at Hobbs Farm.
Yeah, they were the first ones to get that role. And I remember asking people where I could go, and everybody said, that's it. That is the place to go. The funding raised for this in particular event, is that going to, I mean, do you stretch that out? Is that going to focus on, you know, like the next big event or the next thing to benefit kids somehow? Or?
So we follow strict rules when it comes to finances from that and that part, and that is all money raised for this goes to the youth account, and that is used for the youth fundraising programs. It does not go to the club's operations. The club's operations is done by the fees that the members pay. But for the fundraising events, we don't use it to run our club. We only use it strictly to for the for basically things that we do for the kids, and that is clothing for the growing and essay and oratorical contests and stuff like that.
We'll talk more about those things in particular, the clothing for the growing, and we'll detail those a little bit after we take our final break. Your time right now is 8:50. Going to come back with about 9 minutes on our program here as we talk with Usama Ahmed, Vice President of the Optimist Club of Carrollton. And again, their Sling Optimism Disc Golf Tournament is coming up this Saturday, 11 a.m. till 2:30. It's going to be at Hobbs Farm Park here in Carrollton. And we'll visit their Facebook page. You can get more information on how to register for that event. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
Travel, get-togethers, Sunday morning worship. COVID-19 has almost put a stop to our way of life. Vaccination is our best shot at getting back to normal. The COVID-19 vaccine is based on more than a decade of research. Trials show it's safe and can provide up to 95% protection when you've received both doses. Tanner is committed to making the vaccine as widely available as possible, giving you a shot at getting back to life. Until then, keep wearing your mask, washing your hands, and avoid gatherings. Learn more and get updates at tanner.org/vaccine.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident, and now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
Get you sexy. 8:51. Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice. News Talk 1330 FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Our guest this morning, Usama Ahmed, Vice President of the Optimist Club of Carrollton. And if you missed any of this program, we're going to post it to the newstalk1330.com website a short time after this show concludes, and you can go back and see what you missed. Primarily focusing on their Sling Optimism Disc Golf Tournament, which is going on this Saturday, May the 8th, 11 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. It is at Hobbs Farm Park here in Carrollton. Everybody who registers receives a T-shirt. And if you have questions, you can call Usama at 770-873-3878 or call Derek Newton. He enjoys a phone call during the day, 678-860-5032. And the proceeds are used to support youth programs of Optimist Club of Carrollton, three of those in particular. And let's focus on those, give everybody a good idea what those are about. Clothing for the growing. What is that, and how does somebody benefit? How are they able to benefit from that?
So basically it's for the foster kids around town. And what we do is we take them to Walmart, and they pick the clothing. Each member just gets a companion child, and they just take them and let them do the shopping, and we try not to have any restrictions on whatever they want to select, and we just pay for it. It's as simple as it is. We just let them have a day of clothing that they actually want without limitation, and where they don't have to worry about the money, considering, you know, their situation.
You know, so. In the local police departments and the sheriff's office, they do the shop with a cop. They do that in in December. Frequently, you see those kids wanting to pick out, you know, underclothes and socks and things because they really need them, and they do that for Christmas. And I guess this is, you know, for foster kids, this is something similar. I assume there's some sort of joy there, but maybe a little bit of sadness too to see that this is such a big deal for these kids.
Yes, and there is a little bit of sadness, but not that, you know, not that affects you negatively. It actually affects you positively because you end up seeing the value that you're adding to their kids' lives, you know. If you, the situation itself is sad, but that actually encourages you to do a lot more, and you get more joy out of it. A lot of times, you get more joy out of it than the kids do, because, you know, like, it's, I don't know, the innocence of a kid, and then helping somebody out like that, it's just, it's priceless. You can't buy that.
Who do you guys work with to find out and to see if foster kids are eligible and to be able to take advantage of this?
So the details of that are not, I'm not the expert on that side, and it's more Gerald and Dot that manage that portion. So I don't want to misspeak on that matter. So, yeah.
Now the oratorical and essay contest.
Yeah. So basically, we work with the local teachers here in Carrollton and Carroll County Schools, not only just Carrollton, Carroll County Schools as well, and they basically tell the kids, like, hey, you know, this is a competition going on. Submit your essay or submit your speech, and, you know, depending on the contest. And they'll actually, after it's done, we grade the essays as well, and it's anonymous, and we try to not include names or anything like that. And it's a three people grading system where three people grade them, and it's all done anonymously. But after the selection is done, and at least the first, second, and third are chosen, we invite them with the company of their teachers to come to our club and either present the essay or present the speech, and then we give them a certificate of appreciation. We give them some money. And once that, after that, the stage is that they compete on a bigger level, which is the Gateway District, which is, you know, we go higher on levels to levels, and you can go up to winning the Optimist International contest.
Do you guys pick the topic, or you just give them an open?
No, the topic is picked and given to them, but it's mostly normally related to optimism and how it affects your life and stuff like that. So,
what do you think about the writing skills that you're seeing? Are you able? I mean, are you able to judge those as well? Have you read some?
Well, I am not one of the judges, but yes, I have seen a lot of variance, but I have been impressed. Most of the times I have been impressed, and I have been impressed beyond their writing, their attitude towards it. Like, sometimes they write about optimism, like, when you hear it, you're like, wow, that's good. Like, it makes you realize you were missing some nooks and corners in this topic that they made you discover. Like, one of the students just went on and wrote about the life story of Oprah and how she had the struggles and all that, and I didn't know some of that, and how optimism got her through life and made her a success. So it's mostly impressive, and it has a value there too, where you actually see the kids first improve and get confidence, because they're first presenting at a smaller scale in Carrollton, and then if they win, they keep on going for at bigger and bigger avenues. So it helps the local kids develop a sense of confidence and a sense of competence too, as well.
And optimism
to go with it, yes.
Time right now is 8:57. Going to wrap up our program here with Usama Ahmed. He is the vice president of the Optimist Club of Carrollton. I guess we'll give a shout out to your board members, to the president and other positions.
Yes, yeah, so Dotser is our president. Kevin Bush is partaking in our club too. He is not actually involved in the Carrollton section now. He's actually at the regional level and does some finance work for the regional.
He slums with you guys every now and then, I guess.
Yes, yes. And then Gerald Johnson, he's the governor for the Gateway District, which is Tennessee, Georgia. And then we have Ginger. She's part of the local schooling system here too. Derek Newton, he's one of the board members as well. And Taylor Ash is one of the board members as well.
Well, the Sling Optimism Disc Golf Tournament is going on this Saturday. It's May the 8th, 11 a.m. till 2:30 at Hobbs Farm Park. And if you don't want to participate, you guys are encouraging people to come out there and be cheerleaders, at least watch it. And, you know, I guess, I mean, because you're saying there's some pretty talented disc golf players out there. You wouldn't mind watching and getting a good idea of how the game is supposed to be played.
Yeah, and I would encourage families, especially if the weather's great, just come around. There's a, where we're going to host is there's a basket there for practicing. Let the kids throw some baskets, and we'll have some drinks and snacks, and, you know, just enjoy some fresh open air, enjoy Hobbs Farm, enjoy the sense of community, and get to know our club a little bit in the process.
I have mastered the disc golf game on Wii. You know, the one that used to come with the Wii game.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
About 10 years ago when it came out. Yeah, that was good and fun. And that's actually what kind of, you know, gave me a little confidence to go out here and play at this one. But it is. It's good fun. Usama, thanks for coming out this morning. It's good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Stay dry, and everybody else stay dry too. Stay tuned for national news at the top of the hour, followed by local news at 9:02, and then Glenn Beck is on the air. Tomorrow, I'm not sure what the program is. It's something. Is there another event going on? Maybe that's what it is. It'll be an exciting program. I encourage you to tune in at 8:25 to News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. Stay dry out there. Have a great Monday.